Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up, we will get into the latest in the Juan Soto sweepstakes. Are the Phillies in the first wave of teams? And Jason Kelce on with the morning show today. What he said about the tush push and what might have happened Sunday. Joining us right now, as she does every Thursday, Rhea Hughes.
Good morning, fraud Italian.
I know, I'm out. I'm out of the club.
Gabbadeal.
I didn't know what it was.
I know, I've never heard them called Gabbadealies.
That's what got me.
I think that's kind of an old school thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, I make them once a week at home. They're a big fan favorite in the Hughes house.
When I reheard it and then like I looked it up, I was like, I know what that is.
I wasn't going to say nothing, but yeah.
Now I'm a fraud, yeah.
They were coming at your neck, though.
I'm out of the club. I guess it happens. You know, you got to live with it. All right, Rhea, there's a lot going on here. Eagles have won four in a row, yet nobody is happy with the head coach. It's funny. We came here Monday, and before the show, we were trying to figure out, like, what do you think the temperature is going to be? And I'm like, people are going to be annoyed, even though they won, because they left all those points out there. Rhea, where are you right now with Sirianni? Because they have won four in a row. They've rallied since the weirdness around the bye. But Sunday was a tough day in terms of his decision-making, because none of them seemed to work.
Well, and what's crazy about it is two of the wins in the four-game win streak, the only talking point after the game and the days follow, and nationally, is Nick Sirianni.
Yep.
So the Saquon thing didn't get nearly enough. That's still, I've watched it probably 100 times.
It's amazing.
I mean, and what I'm really now enjoying are the sideline, the bench views. You know, nobody talks, they talk about Reed Blankenship, but Jordan Davis has a pretty funny look on his face, and Dallas Goedert. But yeah, but here's my take on it. And I hated it. I didn't hate the first one, you know, where you got the penalty, so you take the point. To me, it was I had gotten six concussions during the game. It was the cumulative effect. As I kept going, all right, that's 3 points, that's two, that's five.
When you start doing, you start mathing. Yeah.
I don't like to do math. When I began to do the math, I went, this is not good. But I also think about, you know, they are so proud of their analytics staff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've not heard a peep out of the NovaCare complex that anybody's upset with him down there.
We haven't.
So, you know, it leads me to believe that this is, you know, the staff, this is what we do. Ross Tucker was great on your show this week. I actually texted him after and I said, he had articulated the best. Like, I hated it. A lot of us hate it. And he goes, yeah, guys have their book. Coaches have their book. This is what we're going to run in this situation. Situations change. Like, A.J. Brown's not in the game anymore.
Mailata's not in for the
Mailata.
Tush push.
Mailata. Dallas Goedert. Dallas Goddard's a big part of the tush push.
Of course.
It could rain. You know, you're playing the Jags. This isn't, you know, and I keep hearing, well, you know, Doug got aggressive in the Super Bowl. They also, the Patriots had 500 yards.
It was
offense.
Tom Brady on the side, not Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah. You had to get as many points as you could. You didn't need to do that against the Jags. So I think if they're having any kind of discussion, hopefully with their analytics department is, okay, situationally, what do we do here?
Yeah, if this week when he addressed it, Sirianni mentioned that he put a lot of work in during the week, and I'm sure he does. They probably have the meetings.
I don't doubt his work. You know, you don't get to where you are at that young of an age without working hard.
It reminded me of when, like, let's go to baseball. Topper says, well, we liked it for that pocket of the lineup. It feels too pre-planned.
It does.
We can't just pre-plan every fourth down's the same thing. Hugh, it's got to be, like Sunday, you kept mentioning that one to go up 17-0 versus 16-0.
Yes, that to me blew my mind.
What's the difference?
Well, to me, it's a three-score game because I had to do the math.
That's what I'm saying. What's the difference?
Risk versus reward,
right? That was my question.
I looked at it like this, Rhea, because I have to tell you the conversation. Trot is looking at the scoreboard. He said, man, he said just like, dog, they got 32 total yards in offense.
And you're talking about the Jags.
Yeah,
and then
Brian Westbrook says, the Jags are trash.
They are.
So now, like, this conversation is happening. And then they're going for two, and I'm like,
why?
Why are they going for two? Like, I'm trying to rationalize it in my head. And then Brian Dawkins chimes in, and he said, hey, man, have you ever seen their analytics department? He said they have a stack of papers with analytics that's really thick.
Yeah.
And he's trying to explain to me, like, this might be something involved with analytics.
That's what I'm telling you. They're in – the organization is in lockstep with what they decided to do on Sunday.
And I was thinking to myself, okay – I understand. Like, there's parts of analytics that I do not understand, and I don't even try to understand. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm like, well, hell, they're not moving the ball.
Exactly. And when you gave them the ball on that last missed field goal, you gave them a short field.
You gave them life,
To literally have an epic collapse.
And then, it's not only that, Rhea. It's at that point, because if you scored 17, that's three scores. You got to get three scores in order to be in position to win. Yep. I was trying to tell people going into the locker room, and I think Seth mentioned this, you're going into the locker room as a player. You're down three scores.
It's a difference.
You're not moving the ball. You're down three scores. Your mentality is different.
The game's over.
Mentally, you're kind of checking out. But if you go into the half and you've taken points off the board and it's a two-score game, we got a chance. Yeah. Same thing Atlanta did.
Oh, yeah.
You let Atlanta hang around.
I hated that pass to Saquon. Yeah.
Yes.
And can I just say, like, next year for the Eagles autism, here's an idea which will make a lot of people money. You were watching. It was you, Westbrook. Who else was
it? It was Brian Dawkins Trot. It was, yeah.
The greatest lesson I ever learned, I was wandered. It's when I used to sit in the press box. It was Kevin Cobb's first start ever. I wandered back, and there was, I believe it was Hugh. Trey wasn't still playing then, was he? Was play still Trey?
I don't know.
Might
I don't recall.
Have been. He
was
might
this
have been.
07,
but
it was, 08?
But it was you, I think it was Ike, G. Cobb, and there were two other former players. And people were just going, what do you think of Kevin Cobb? It's Kevin Cobb here. And it was either you or Ike said, wait till it takes his first big boy hit.
Yeah.
And 20 minutes later, his career was effectively done. You learn so much sitting with these guys because they look at it differently.
Everybody,
that's a good idea. Watch the game with Eagles Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
But everybody watches the game differently. Yeah. And that's why I like to sit back there. Me and I can sit back there and watch the game because his perspective is totally different than mine.
Are you watching it from a defensive point going, we have not allowed them to do anything, and here's he taking points off of the offense.
Well, not only it was more so the moment and the momentum, because at that point, like I said, the fact that they only had 32 yards, that was not information
and
that I had.
First down.
Yes, that was not information that I had. So when I got that information, I'm like, well, hell, we're going into the half, we're up 16 points. So it only makes sense to me. To take the one, take the extra point, and move and take the points, and let them keep shooting themselves in the foot.
It just feels like we're barreling Rhea towards a big game, whether it be late December or in the playoffs, where it's coming down to a decision he makes.
Oh, 100%.
And people are
But what I'm saying to you is, I don't know if it's his decision only.
So you think it's just the Eagles?
That's kind of where I'm at with it too.
I do wonder. Is it a recommendation, and then he either goes with it or doesn't, or is he just?
Yeah, I think they go over situations, and that's what this organization does.
So maybe this is on them as much as him.
Listen, they brought him back. They had to know that keeping him out there, he was taking all the bullets for them.
Well, but that's happened.
There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, all right.
But he's not a complete idiot. Like, I hated what he did on Sunday.
Yeah.
But the team is 6-2.
And every time you guys have a player on, whether it's BG or Jason, who's not there but still kind of is, they all say the same thing. They like him.
Yeah.
I mean, that does mean something. All right, 215-592-9494. Quickly, before we go back to the phones, what did you make of the inactivity at the trade line? It was deadline. It was very un-Howie-like.
I was not surprised by it at all. And I was only not surprised by it because I also think Vic Fangio has a lot of power. Just like I think Jim Schwartz had a lot of power when he was here. Fangio, what was it, a week, 10 days ago? It seemed to me, number one, he didn't want to spend any time incorporating somebody into it because we're 10 weeks in now, and that defense is playing well. Now,
it is.
The best quarterback they played, well, two, they played Jordan Love, and they, if they don't shut the Packers down in the first quarter of that game gets away.
Totally.
So they played great in that. Then they had some, then Cooper DeJean comes in.
Cool.
Whatever they've done with Zach Bond has been tremendous.
I mean, he's a Pro Bowler.
So I think in their mind, because
that's crazy when you say it like that.
Yeah.
It's true, but it's just like, I didn't. You know how when you hear it, and you're like, oh, damn, well, he is.
Yeah, the season ended today. He'd
get
be in
him
the
an
Pro
extension.
Bowl. Yes.
Because I don't think that we, I heard you guys talk about running back. Sure, would an extra running back be nice? I don't think the needs were there on offense. Like somebody said something about a third receiver. I go, they don't use a third receiver anyway.
Yeah, they don't.
I mean, they just don't. And so to me, they did need help on defense. I don't think Vic Fangio wanted to incorporate it in. So my expectations were low.
But it is different from Howie's perspective, right? Yeah. Every year they're in it, since he took power back over, they do something. And it doesn't always work, right? No. Sometimes it's Shenard Avery, Robert Quinn.
Well, Vic might have said to him, your moves are
maybe
pretty much
he did.
Stuck.
Maybe he did. Like, you're going to get me one of those guys?
No.
No, don't bother. All right.
I liked you reaching for Micah Parsons, though.
He was reaching.
He's my
reaching.
White whale. I try to get him every year.
He wants to be an Eagle so
I know
so
he
bad.
Does. He talks about them. He does want to be an Eagle.
There's no doubt.
If he ever hits free agency, it could happen.
Micah Parsons, though, man. Like I said, he disappears in the playoffs.
Only definitely disappears. Four games.
He's a Cowboy. They always disappear.
He's just playing the role.
I guess that is something. Yeah. I guess there is something to that.
Well, he might play Sunday. I still think the Eagles should win the game, but he looks like he's coming back.
He's coming back from a high ankle, right?
Yeah. So we'll see how good
high
he is.
Ankle sprain. Ooh.
They're no joke, right?
Yeah, and they usually. I've had one of those. They linger.
Yeah.
They have a tendency to linger.
I think it was about a month ago he went down.
Yeah,
so.
I think
it's probably playing.
Yep.
It's going to be for him. It's going to be a pain tolerance thing, more than likely.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here. TR in Winfield. Hey, TR.
Moment's too big for him. He missed it. He missed the moment.
TR's
busy.
Bingo or something.
Bingo this early in the day?
Listen,
that's usually a night thing.
B-55.
TR. I'll put him on hold.
Sound like they breakdancing or something.
Something weird was going on.
Or jumping rope. That sound like he's somewhere jumping rope.
It could have been. Let's go to Dom in Philly. What's up, Dom?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, Dom. What's up?
I just wanted to say you're crazy, and they're not winning in spite of Nick Sirianni. If anything, I can make an argument more so they're winning in spite of Jalen Hurts.
He said you're crazy like that was like, you know, like we don't. Profess that like every
day. Everyone thinks I'm crazy.
Like, what are you talking about?
Hold on a second. You think they're winning more because of Sirianni than Hurts? I mean, Hurts on Sunday was really good.
I'm saying you can make an argument that they're winning in spite of Jalen Hurts more than they are Sirianni. Now, hear me out. All right, say you replace Hurts with Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. Are the Eagles considerably better? Do you agree with that? Would they be better?
They'd be better. Yeah, if you replace them with a top five quarterback, sure.
I mean, that's kind of a duh.
Okay. All right. Now replace the head coach with their head coach. Does it make them considerably better?
Well, can I have Andy Reid?
No.
But you're saying the top five quarterback.
He only wants you to work within his hypothetical.
No. But, Dom, if we're replacing Sirianni with Andy Reid, the Eagles are better.
Yeah, I would say yes.
Even me, an avowed Andy Reid hater, would agree with that.
Or Shanahan. Like, why don't we pick your favorite coach? McVay. There's I don't know, there's like six great ones.
If you replace Dallas Goedert with Travis Kelce.
They're better.
You know, Myles Garrett,
instead of Nolan Smith, they're better.
And here's the point do I think Jalen's top five? No, but I think he's outside. I think he's five to ten. He's played well. Listen, the best thing we complained about was the turnovers. He is not turning the ball over.
And
his deep ball is tremendous. His legs are better. Why does he struggle with the short?
I do not know.
Is it because he's short and can't see over the line?
I think that's part of it.
That's something that has been talked about the last couple of times that he's been out there. I don't know. And you know what's funny? What else is funny? The Greg Cosell comments.
Yeah.
He needs to see it before he throws it.
He sounded like a hater to a lot of people a few weeks ago. Yeah. He don't sound like a hater now.
Now, I will tell you, because I follow them. I watch Greg every week, break down the tape. And Greg's funny. He's like, I'm not a hater one way or the other. I just look at the tape.
He's very, it's like
it's
just
cut and dry.
Down the middle. Yeah. Like, this is what I see. I just want to tell you.
But when he sees it's well, he'll say it.
Yeah, and it seems like Jalen throws the for sure throw. He doesn't throw the anticipation throw.
He had the anticipation throw to, was it Brown in this game or was it the previous game?
The one across the middle? I think it was Cincinnati, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Brown wasn't there when he threw it.
And he throws a great deep ball.
He really does. So that's why I got to figure that there's got to be something.
It's something there with comfort. It's being comfortable. Making those throws and being comfortable with the guys that you're throwing the ball to.
But we can't keep moving the goalposts.
No.
Like, please don't turn the ball over. When was the last time we had a turnover? 5 games ago?
I think it was the Bucs.
Just say you don't like Jalen Hurts, man, and then we can keep it moving. No. That's it. If you just admit, I don't like him. Okay, that's fine. I appreciate your honesty.
You got to the bottom of it.
Yeah, just say you don't like him.
Can I say something about the Phillies?
What do you got?
I hope they don't get Juan Soto, because then, as you would say, they would be a legit threat.
A legit threat.
Oh, Dom's a Mets fan.
Yeah.
I was wondering that. Like, who wouldn't want Juan Soto? All right, Dom, give us a bad combination. What do you got?
Alcohol and politics.
Oh. That's a good answer.
Oh, dog, I didn't even think about that.
Were a lot of people doing that on Tuesday night?
Yes, they were. No. Maybe one to get through the other one? Yeah, that was probably it. To your point, Rhea, on Jalen.
Yeah.
He had, if I said to you 4 weeks ago that his numbers would start to trend towards top 10, you would say, I don't know, because it was so bad to start.
It was.
But he is. I mean, you look at some of the completion percentage numbers, I think he's seventh in the NFL. You look at his passer rating, he's now up to eighth. Like, he's trending back towards being a good quarterback.
You have to give him credit. Yes. Like, I was one of the huge critics, but he's not turning the ball over. And he's, what has he got, like, did he have like four throws past 40 yards the other day?
Yeah, there's a lot of explosive plays.
There was a lot of explosive plays.
How do you parse that he's playing better, but they're obviously trying to limit how often he throws? Do you think it's a referendum on him, or they just think this is... Because it is interesting. Lane talked about it, Mailata.
Yeah. Running, offensive line, they want to run.
They always want to run.
You haven't met one yet who does it.
But it does feel like they've gotten better when they've asked him to throw it less. It's like he's throwing it better in those fewer attempts.
Joe, and I'm not sure if I should put up a sign, but his name is Saquon Barkley.
He's pretty good.
He's been insane. Like, I think that was more of the take with Lane Johnson and probably the offensive line. We have this incredible weapon, we need to use it more.
All right. I think you're right. Hugh, I think she's right on that. But it does, when you have a quarterback you paid this much and you don't throw the ball a lot, it does bring up like the why. But maybe it is just Saquon.
Well, it's that, but we've also had a lot of conversation on this station about how are we going to keep him healthy.
Well, that's the other side of the argument.
So now the conversation has to shift to maybe we need to let him throw it just a little bit more.
Are you concerned about Saquon's touches? He's on pace for 377.
Yeah.
If we play out, let's just say they win a playoff game or two.
Sure.
We're talking about like 430 for the season. It feels like a lot.
Again, this was the problem with Sunday. You get that you keep those 9 points. Saquon is not running the ball.
He's out of the game.
He's out of the game. So, yeah, you don't want to have a DeMarco Murray situation here. You just don't want to run him into the ground.
And
I'd love to see a little bit more Will Shipley.
Thank you.
Somebody here don't like Will Shipley, though.
People with eyes can see that Will Shipley has burst.
Saying, give him the ball 20 times a game.
That's it. Yeah, tote the rock all like that. But let him work him in. Work him in there. Yeah. Work him in there.
Yeah. I think they have to find a happy medium. Like, it's still going to be Saquon's offense, but...
Saquon is a shiny toy, and it's hard not to use him.
Yeah, it is.
After what he did the other day.
But we're hoping for 20, 21 games this year.
I understand that. But yeah, I think they got to manage that a little better.
Let's go to Donald in Chester. What's up, Donald?
Good morning. Good morning.
What's up, Donald?
Oh, I'm chilling. I'm chilling. Before Rhea started talking, I was kind of thinking the same thing, trying to figure out who was behind all that. And honestly, to this day, I still think that Mr. Sirianni is a puppet. I just do. I just still think, and she kind of gave me another perception, because my thing was, after how miserable it was last season, there had to be another reason why they would bring him back, and that's what it was, because he's still, like I told you the other day, Joe, that he's still the scapegoat.
Well, he is cover for them. I mean, when things go wrong, we talk about him more than anybody else.
And see, I'm going to add this. Because, see, I agree with you about winning despite of him. I believe I give a lot of credit to Howie, because I'm very hard on Howie. But this is a very good team they put together, because you have a lot of big-time players. You got a lot of big-time players. Like I told you, you have a lot of big-time players come from big-time schools, and then you just have a lot of mature veterans. Because, see, here's the thing about that, about rallying around him. You have to be self-motivated in order to rally around somebody else. So this team itself, these guys, the only thing that these guys had to do was learn a new Kellen Moore offense and learn a new Vic Fangio defense, and that's what you're seeing.
Yeah, so, but it has come together. Yeah, it's come together, especially the defense. They've played really good football.
Because I was laughing because I'm still trying to figure out. I said, okay, maybe there's only two coaches I know that couldn't play call their own offense. So, and I was still laughing about that.
Well, it's rare. Most offensive guys call their own plays. All right, Donald, give us a bad combo to get in the mix of the prize.
I'm going to make this short.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to make this short.
You're going to make this short.
wait a minute. Yes, I have to. Listen. When I was a child, my grandmother sent me to the store to get her an Italian hoagie.
No.
Did you get an Italian hoagie? So when we got there now, they know her. So I said, put some ketchup on it. I said, put some ketchup. She said, you sure she want ketchup?
Ketchup on an Italian hoagie?
Yeah, that's what she wanted.
That sounds awful.
When I got back, I had to go back to the store and get another hotel.
All right, time for the Craig Show. I got to get to work.
All right, Rhea, we appreciate you hopping on. I was trying to say goodbye to Rhea for a minute and a half.
Hey.
I mean, that is a bad combo. Ketchup on an Italian
that's
hoagie?
Disgusting.
That's
disgusting.
I mean, that's a bad combo.
That's a good answer.
I got another good combo is long stories on the radio.
What were we talking about? I forgot.
Come on, that was a fireside chat with Donald and Chester. All right, Rhea, we appreciate it.
We're big fans, Donald. Donald, having some fun.
We love you. Thank you, Rhea. We'll talk to you next week. All right, 215-592-9494 is how you hop aboard. All right, quickly, let's grab Tom and Langhorne. He thinks I'm absurd. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Joe, do you have as much anxiety on a daily basis?
I actually, I'm pretty calm most of the time, Tom. I don't really have much anxiety. Nick Sirianni gives it to me. I need to have Tom's or something.
I was really concerned about you.
Oh, I'm good, Tom. I'm good. Except for the Eagles coach. He's got me in a ball of emotions here.
All right, well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that you're okay. So now I'll get to my point. Mm-hmm. You're okay. Your topics for discussion come across as lazy.
What?
I mean, this is the best discussion you can come up with today.
Tom.
Oh, so he's attacking the discussion.
Yeah, the discussion. So it's not about the coach. Yeah. It's about the discussion. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this is obscene.
Uh-oh.
You're talking about taking the play-calling ability away from the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who do you think invented the tush push?
Who do I think invented the tush push?
Yeah, and were you there Monday?
Tom, hold on a second. You come in here and tell me I'm absurd. Tom, you're acting like it's the West Coast offense. Like this is Bill Walsh. It is a 1 yard play. It's a 1 yard quarterback sneak. I have to bow to the altar of the guy that invented the tush push.
What? Look how much it's done for them.
I think it was Stoutland, by the way.
How much it's done
for
them? They've converted third and fourth and once.
In one game. But all the other games combined and all the other first downs they've gotten.
You think the tush push wins them football games, Tom?
Absolutely.
Tom.
It changes the direction of the game and it demoralizes.
No. What changes the direction of the game is a Hall of Fame wide receiver on 70-yard bombs. A great offensive. What?
But the tush push absolutely contributes to wins.
Sure, as does as
you know, it's
a quarterback sneak. My goodness gracious. Tom Brady ran the quarterback sneak for 20 years at a 90% clip.
It's not a quarterback sneak.
But it's the equivalent of one. It's their version of a QB sneak. That's all it is.
And nobody can stop it.
The Jaguars stopped it twice on Sunday.
That dog don't hunt, Tom.
Until recently, I said. And it doesn't mean you throw out that play completely.
I didn't say that. I agree with you. Use it. Who said to throw it out completely, Tom?
You're talking about... Like, he's overusing it. The only decision I had with that objection to, there was two. Why did he go for two when they were up 16-0? And I'm never in favor of taking points off the board.
Well, we agree. I mean, this is why I have concern about the head coach.
Yeah,
that's where it ends for me. And I'm not thinking that the Eagles are imploding from within because of those two decisions.
No, I don't think they're imploding either. They're actually ascending. My concern is I don't trust the guy who's going to have to make big decisions in the biggest moments in the biggest games. That's the concern.
That you are saying they're going to implode.
Implode is a strong word for it, but I think he can cost them. Yes, I obviously.
Well, then you think that he can implode during a big game?
Yes.
And cause them the game?
Yes.
And I don't believe. That
well, then you didn't watch the Super Bowl. You didn't watch Super Bowl 2 years ago when he punted and he went for a field goal. And A.J. Brown said that he knew they'd lose when they kicked the field goal in the third quarter. And in the fourth quarter, he punted back to Patrick Mahomes.
When Jalen doesn't drop the ball in the first half.
Oh, we got it. I got it. No, it comes out. You don't trust Jalen, so he's the one you got the eye for. Oh, no, Tom, I got it. Tom,
I
need a combo, Tom. Tom, I need a combo. I want you to win the prize, Tom.
Okay, texting and driving.
That's a very bad combo. Tom, it's a good one. Tom, finish that call strong. I don't like the beginning, but he finished strong. All right, 215-592-9494. Your bad combos for Combo-Con today. Your calls on Sirianni and the Eagles winning in spite of him. I think they are. And your take on D-Gun's idea they should take away game day calls from Sirianni, fourth down on stuff like that. Plus, something from the Eagles practice that has my antenna up from yesterday. We'll hit it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles win in spite of Nick Sirianni? And what do you make of D-Gun's idea? They take all game day decisions away. Outside the box? A little bit.
That's too much.
A little bit, but it certainly caught my attention. 215-592-9494. We have a huge giveaway today and over the next couple weeks right here on the Midday Show. The ultimate tailgate giveaway. Hugh Douglas has deemed it the ultimate giveaway ever.
Yeah, the greatest ever giveaway in the vision of life.
At life. I mean, life's been around
for a long ass time.
For quite a while now. Here's what we have for you. We're looking today for Combo Con for bad combinations, things that don't go well together, like, you know, Sirianni ink decisions, stuff like that. So the big prize in 2 weeks we'll give away, and you could be a qualifier today. Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, Cornhole Set, Giant Jenga, and a Gerhardt Smoker and 55-inch TV. Qualifying winners, which you will be today with the best answer. Jack Daniel's Rocks Glasses, a water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, wood smoking chips, and a tote bag, all courtesy of Jack Daniel's and Gerhardt's Appliance. All right, back to the phones here in a second. But Hugh, my antenna's up a little bit on something. I wanted to run this by you. Something happened yesterday, just a little off the beaten path. Just not typical, I would say, of the Philadelphia Eagles and not typical of Jalen Hurts. So yesterday, we see this a lot during the week, the Eagles will give a rest day to some of their veterans, right? BG gets rest days, Lane gets rest days. Wouldn't even be surprised to see Saquon get a bunch of these as a running back, right? And Sirianni's been doing this for years, and I think his players like this, because especially the older ones, right? Just get off your feet for a day. I can't ever recall, before yesterday, the quarterback getting a rest day. And again, we're not talking about a 34-year-old quarterback. Jalen Hurts, 26 years old. Hugh, he got a rest day yesterday and did not practice. What do you make of this?
Interesting. I like the music. I thought my phone was going off. I think it's interesting. I don't recall ever Donovan had any days like this. Not saying that it didn't happen. I just don't recall them. 25-year-old quarterback. Then I started to look through it a little bit. It's Wednesday. I don't know how big their installs are on Wednesday. But if it would put it like this, Joe, because I don't want a long talk. We've had a few long talkers today. If it would happen today, if he had a rest day today, I would be concerned about that, because I think today, if it holds true like it used to be, this is the bigger install day. This is the bigger install day where you install like most bulk of your offense. So I would have a problem with that. So maybe yesterday was one of those days where they really didn't do a whole lot, and that's why they gave him the day off. Just rest his arm a little bit.
So last Wednesday, Lamar Jackson was given a rest day. And on Thursday, they put him on the injury report with back and knee. And then he played, and he played well. I'm not trying to say I think Jalen Hurts is hurt, but it just feels weird to me. A rest day in November before a Cowboy game for the quarterback who we don't have any information that is banged up. My antenna's up on this. I hope Jalen Hurts is fully healthy. But I will point out it's something that's flown totally under the radar here, because we keep talking about the touches for Saquon Barkley. Hugh, you know Jalen Hurts is now on pace for the most rushes he's ever had in a season? Not only are the Eagles running the ball a lot the last few weeks, that Saquon Barkley's running the ball a lot the last few weeks. You know who else is?
Jalen.
Jalen's on pace for 182 rushes. He's never had that many in a season. It feels like it's almost flown under the radar how often Jalen's running the football.
You know what's funny about that as well? It doesn't feel like he's ran the ball that much. I guess that's because we've been so enamored with the electrifying runs that Saquon has had, and Jalen's runs are kind of paling in comparison. But yeah, that's a lot. But I will say this to that, Joe. He's taking shots with some of those hits. But I don't recall them being like, there was one on the goal line he had a few weeks ago that was pretty bad, but he hasn't taken too many bad shots.
So since the bye, you're right, it doesn't feel like it, but he's run the ball 44 times over the last four games. 14, 7, 10, 13. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games this year with double-digit rushes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Kyle?
Much ado about nothing. This is where we need Howard to hear.
Okay.
To tell us how many of those are tush pushes, how many of those are kneel downs. These aren't, because when have we ever, the reason that number is surprising to you is because we never come out of a game saying, wow, Jalen Hurts ran the ball a lot. Because he doesn't.
But he is.
Well, he isn't. No, he just has a high number of touches.
Well, comparatively to the rest of his career, he is.
No, but we don't know if he's. No. He has more touches compared to the rest of the year. That doesn't mean he's running the ball more than he is the rest of his career. That's not true.
Well, we have to go back and look.
Right.
And
but
see what
I would wager to say, because of what I recall from all these games, Jalen's not running rampant out there. He's not taking off all the time. They have like a couple design quarterback draws a game.
He's not being all willy-nilly with it.
Yeah, I don't think this is a thing. Like, when have we ever, we've been through eight games now, have you ever come out of it being like, wow, Jalen Hurts ran the ball a lot?
It don't feel like it. To your point, it doesn't feel like that's the case.
I mean, like, we can...
Well, maybe we're missing the point.
Well, I don't think we are. I think our eyes are telling us more than what the numbers are in this case. Because how many games we come up being like, wow, they ran the tush push a lot?
Well,
a lot.
Let me also throw this in there. If they're running 50 times or 40 times as a team, his 10 don't look like a lot.
Well, no.
You know what I mean? If they're only running 20 and he gets 15 of them, then we're like, he's the runner. Mm-hmm. I think because they're running so much, it's almost getting lost in the shuffle that the... 20% or 15% are him.
I don't necessarily agree. So how many attempts did he have against the Jags?
13.
Okay, how many times did they do the tush push?
Well, certainly a couple.
Right, and then they also have kneel downs, which are going to count.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that might be the number of touches, they're not significant because he's
correct.
Not actually
because
running.
He's not putting himself out
perhaps,
there in harm's way.
Perhaps, but the rest day is certainly a weird thing. I mean, it's only he's been here 5 years. I can't ever recall him having a rest day.
Yeah, that's a little bit weird. I don't think that has anything to do with the touches or him being like worn down or something. It could. Now, this is a theory.
Uh-oh. You putting the music back on?
Yeah, I guess I'll have to.
Yeah, make sure we have that. Yeah, we're doing conspiracy theories.
We do that all the time.
They have a short week next week. A little bit of travel.
So they're getting ahead of it?
Yeah, like Woody do the Eagles, they normally have...
Where are they traveling to?
They're going to Dallas.
Oh, you're talking about, okay, I thought you meant the short week.
And then a short week, they have to travel back here.
I got you, my bad.
But here's my thing. So they usually have one day during a week where they would do like a walkthrough where nobody's really seeing action or practicing.
Sure.
Maybe they're eliminating that day next week. So they're getting out ahead of...
Maybe.
You know,
I get
conspiracy.
Again, you want to do this for linemen, 300-pounders, defensive tackles. This is a quarterback.
Not the quarterback.
He doesn't get touched in practice anyway. They didn't let him throw the ball
yesterday.
He touched
the ball every day. He supposed to touch the ball every day. He ain't touching it yesterday, though. He didn't touch no balls yesterday.
Maybe. Hugh.
What?
Maybe he's a little sick.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear about his presser?
You mentioned it to me that he sounded sick again. This is what? This is the second or third time this season?
He has the immune system of a squirrel.
Well, we got to fix that. I don't know, get some probiotics or something, vitamin C in there.
I didn't know squirrels had bad immune systems.
Well, I figure they're tiny. The squirrel got sick. Would you think of a squirrel as like, yeah, they're gonna be all right.
How long do squirrels live?
I don't think very long.
I don't know.
If you had to ballpark it before we go back to the phone, squirrels, 20 years?
10 years.
10.
Maybe 10.
All right, we'll do
some research.
Yeah, okay. 215-592-9494. All right, you can react to the Jalen Hurts thing as well, because my antenna's up. Look, obviously he's okay. He's not, like, in a sling. A quarterback getting a rest day at 26 years old on a Wednesday.
You just kind of got your antenna up.
Well, why?
Like, what you doing? What's wrong with you, 26-year-old tired?
And then when they asked him yesterday, he said, just doing what they told me to do, as if... They're trying to get ahead of something.
Yeah, maybe. But back to the important stuff. Squirrels, adult squirrels in the wild, 5 to 10 years.
Damn, that's not a long time.
In captivity, 10 to 20.
You know,
all right,
speaking
we were both kind of right. I said 20, you said 10.
Speaking of small animals, y'all see that story in South Carolina where they like 40 monkeys got loose? Like 40 of them.
When you told me this on the break, I said it's like Jumanji. In someone's kitchen.
40 monkeys loose and they telling everybody to lock your doors and close your windows.
Would you be worried if that happened?
Yeah.
Just monkeys.
Yeah, dude, no.
What did they do to those monkeys?
I don't know. What is the monkey going to do to me?
These
dude,
are monkeys.
Monkeys are dangerous.
But not only
do not
that,
mess with a monkey.
You got
I'm
monkeys
not
loose.
Mess with
well,
the monkey.
You got monkeys loose in South Carolina that came from a lab. I don't know what y'all been putting in the monkeys.
I'm not too worried about this. Here.
Are you serious? What if one of the little monkeys bite you and you get what the monkey have, and then the first thing you know, we got zombie outbreak.
Wait till they're in your neighborhood, Joe. It's all a big joke till it happens to you, buddy.
You know, I get accused of having anxiety because I'm worried the Eagles season will end with the head coach making a bad decision. Now you guys are trying to get me worried about monkeys.
Well, they're
in
on
South
the
Carolina.
Loose, Joe.
40 of them, though.
So is Sirianni. Let's go to Warren in Gwinnett Valley. What's up, Warren?
Winning games.
Hey, good morning, Joe Giglio. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Hey, Warren.
What's going on, man?
You guys are talking monkeys and squirrels. You guys are a little nuts.
That's good. Hey, play
Warren,
on words.
You
let's
got
go.
That. That you got us you. With that one. All right, Warren, what do you got for us today?
I wanted to get on that Kellen Moore, Nick Sirianni discussion. I would love to see that was Derek Gunn's take. I think you guys were talking about earlier.
Yes.
I really would like to see what Kellen Moore can do all by himself without Nick Sirianni messing with his fingers in the pie. I really would like to see that.
Well, Warren, you might get a chance next season. I mean, if the Eagles don't finish as strong as the ownership and front office wants, it wouldn't shock me if the head coach next year is Kellen Moore. That could happen.
That's well, you know what else could happen is if Nick does cost us a game and if Jeffrey Lurie says, you know, hey, Nick, you know, you've been causing some problems. Let's see what Kellen can do and make the call himself, like Eric is saying. I mean, I'm sure it's floating out there. And Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman are, I'm sure, you know, quite aware of what's going on. And this is a win-now team, I think. They got to push all the right buttons, and they can't be screwing up and giving away 9 points.
Well, of course not. I mean, you give up 9 points against a good team, you're probably going to lose that game. Yeah, Warren, I kind of like Warren's theory on this, or idea. Like, maybe not a full thing, but like a little timeout for Sirianni. Like, let's just take a half off, let Kellen do that half. What do you think about that? A little timeout for Nick.
A timeout for the head coach.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that, though.
Jalen gets load management. Why can't Nick Sirianni have a little load management?
You know what? That's not a bad thing.
It's unprecedented, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Why not? He'll rest on Sunday
because
in the first half.
I feel like if I'm Nick Sirianni, the way that this season has gone thus far, I mean, it's good, but speculation that we have about what I'm doing, what I'm not doing, yep. I'm not comfortable taking any time off.
Oh, no, you don't get a choice in this.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You're in timeout.
If you're going to give me time off, then fire me then and give me all of my money.
PTO, yeah.
And give me all of my money. Nope. Give me every dime.
I also have a point that, you know, we're kind of at this halfway point when last year the Eagles were 10-1 and the wheels fell off.
The
so I'm saying to myself, use your own Hugh analogy if you want. that dog don't hunt. But if the second half of the season doesn't look like, you know, the 6-2 we started with, you know, that's a problem if we start getting cold like the Phillies did. You know, coasting at a 500 record, that's not going to cut it.
Well, of course not. No.
I don't think they're going to do that, though. That's my hope. I don't think they're going to cool off.
Well, the schedule is tougher in November. Now, the Cowboys game looks way easier than it would have a week ago, right? Dak's out of the game. It's Cooper Rush. But, Hugh, after this, we have Commanders at the Rams, at the Ravens. I mean.
Yeah, but you got a couple defenses out there that are tomato can defenses, though. You got some defenses you can't exploit.
Yeah, those offenses we're playing, not this week, but, you know, moving forward are pretty tough. All right, Warren, what do you got for us here? Bad combo.
All right, bad combo. This is a lighthearted bad combo, but I'm thinking when Spike Eskin is on the phone with OG Wade, there's fireworks.
That is. Now, Ian, you can make the case it's bad, a bad combo because those guys don't get along or they're
not
seeing eye to eye. Yeah, but it's
enjoyable to listen to.
Good radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get where Warren's going, but I actually kind of like it. I've enjoyed recently Spike trying to, you know, calm himself down with the Sixers stuff and people just like coming at him as
that's
the Sixers.
It's
been good.
Well, it's been tough for him because the 1-6. And,
yeah, they might stink.
Yeah. Joel Embiid's numbers this year.
It's a mess.
Technical?
Yeah, Spike does seem like he's embattled.
With the Sixers
most
stuff?
Of the time, well, like most of the calls.
Well, if you do a roundup, 0 minutes played, mm-hmm. 2 investigations.
That's right.
1 suspension. Mm-hmm. 1, you know, assault.
And the team has 1 victory.
Correct.
Have we heard from Marseille since the assault? Since said assault?
I don't think we have.
Is he bruised? We specifically.
No, he's written a few columns, but not, I don't think
Sixers. No, I'm saying he hasn't came out and told his side of the story?
I don't think so.
Nobody's giving him a platform?
He has, literally, multiple
well,
platforms.
Well, he might be saving that for the NBA investigation.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, because, you know, most of the times, you know, when you get attacked, the accuser, you know, kind of tells their side of the
story. I mean, I think that column's going to hit whenever it comes
like
out.
It's like a T.O. gets to speak without speaking to you about what happened.
Yeah, he doesn't talk to me about
and
it.
He has a different version
of
events.
Just saying, Marcus, if you listen, if you want to reach out and tell us your side of the story.
Sure, he will if we ask. All right, let's talk to Lance, who's up next. What's up, Lance?
Hey, what's going on?
What's hey,
going
Lance.
On, man, long time no talk to.
It's been a while. What's up, buddy?
It's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah. Life is life in a little bit, but you know, I'm still here. You know, wanted to reach out to you guys. I heard this prize you got going on.
Oh, so now you want some prize?
Oh, we're giving something away.
Listen, I'm not mad at you, Lance, because if I didn't work here and I wasn't in fear of getting in trouble, I would have my friends call in and try to get some of these prizes.
Oh, Lance, actually, the other day, Hugh asked me, could he take off this week?
That's illegal. Yeah, I can't do it.
Well, he even asked me,
but I thought about it.
Could he take off this week and call in and try to get the prize? Yeah. I said, Hugh, you can't do that.
To your point, the last time we heard from Lance was when there was a spot available in our fantasy football league, which he won.
Oh, so I get it, Lance. It's all right.
God, don't be like that, Kyle.
Go ahead, Lance. What are you thinking?
Real quick. Let's see. Where do I start at with you guys? First off, I want to say I'm on board with Sirianni playing the background, and this is why. I feel like we are winning more because he's doing what he's doing. You got to think about this, guys. And Hugh, you should be able to vouch for that. There's so many things going on between what the defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator has to focus on, right? Mm-hmm. When Nick Sirianni first got there, what happens with every coach? In the first 2 years, they go from being young to being old with gray hair, looking like they just got done leaving the bus with Snoop Dogg, right? Because they're so worn out by all the stress and everything going on.
Yeah, he looked worn.
He did. Crazy. But if you look at him now, he looks a little more relaxed. Everything's starting to flow. Everything's starting to go the way it's supposed to go because he's handling the things that the offensive and defensive coordinator don't have to worry about. You know what I mean? He's popping into these different meetings. He's doing what he's supposed to do, but those other things, maybe I don't have no idea, right? Because I'm not there, but I know he knows. There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that I'm pretty sure he's now putting fires out. He's handling the things that takes the pressure off of the defensive and offensive coordinator so that now they can focus on the game plan more. They can focus on what we need to do out there on that field. And he's probably putting his 2 cents in of whether or not we should go this route or that route at certain times, like that tush-push or stupid force and go forward. And by the way, Him taking that 2-point conversion, I literally told my wife, by the way, shout out to my wife, it's our 2-year anniversary today.
Happy 2 years.
Happy anniversary, Lance.
Thank you, guys. I told her, I said, why are we doing this? I don't like this. I said, Doug Peterson won us a Super Bowl. Show the man a little respect. You know what I mean? Like, you're kicking his butt. Show him a little respect. You know what I mean? You didn't have to do that to him. And then it still showed that you gave up, our defensive gave in at the end of the game. You know what I mean? That 2 points didn't even matter. So you try to, you know what I mean, like kick them in the dirt, and it still didn't even matter because then came back and won.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like I don't like that. I don't like that.
So. Well, yeah, I mean, and then it didn't work. I mean, like, if you're going to do it and you're going to try, you better put the points on the board. And then it became a close game, which drove us all crazy. All right, Lance, what are you thinking here? You called in for the prize, so I'm imagining you got a good one. Bad combo. What do you got?
I'm thinking, first of all, that I need to take Jalen and some of these parlays with all these runs he's getting, first of all, just off of that, too.
Oh, it's a good bet. I mean, Hugh's been betting the other way.
Yeah.
I keep losing every week. But to go off of, I don't even remember how I got into the league, but I'm going to piggyback off of that one, right? Because, I mean, this is sports radio, right?
It is.
This is Cowboys week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So going off of that, I think the worst combo is a true Phillies fan, a true Eagles fan, being in the company as in like close circle of friends with a Cowboys fan.
Mm.
Because when you really think about it, it boils my blood, right? Like it's like, now mind you, I can have conversations. If I work with you, I must work with you. But if you really think about Cowboys fans, how many of them really is like, they go to getting parties and they wearing a Cowboys jersey in somebody's house as an Eagles fan? Not going to happen. You know what I mean? You're not like now you're disrespecting my home, bringing your Cowboys jersey into my home. If you're a true Eagles fan, you know what I mean? Like, because I don't want you. I don't want it. Boils my blood even talking about it.
I like this one, Lance. Yeah, being in the company of true Cowboys fans, that is a bad combo. Lance, good phone call.
They are a blight on society.
Yeah, so I didn't know where he was going with the fantasy football thing. Yeah. I thought he was going to say bad combination, Hugh Douglas and fantasy football. I thought we were going there.
I thought he was going Saquon and the one-yard line.
Oh, that's another good one. Yeah, we didn't even bring up Hugh. I faced Hugh last week in our fantasy league.
Ooh. Did you win?
Did I win? The question was,
Hugh,
by how much?
You're a free
I mean,
win, buddy.
Yeah,
I'm a diamond. I'm the diamond girl of the
fantasy
football.
You're the homecoming game. Yeah, I think I beat him 140 something to 70 something.
No, I think I saw that. Yeah,
you're the free space in the middle of the bingo card.
Yeah, I was looking at
the schedule because I needed a win. Like, oh, I got Hugh this week.
That's an easy win.
See, what's gonna happen is
I've been too busy betting.
Hugh is going to end up being that team that, like, at the end of the year when somebody needs someone to lose to get into the postseason,
I'm gonna get.
And
a
then
win.
You look at the schedule, like, oh, who they're playing? They're playing Hugh.
I can't jump over them. They got an easy win over Hugh.
Oh, so it's the other way.
I mean, you're a tomato can.
I thought I was going to be the team that plays spoiler for somebody.
Well, technically,
I'll be the spoiler.
You should try to do that, right? Like, don't give up.
I didn't give up.
I'm looking
but
at this roster.
You're going to be viewed as like, a tomato can.
Feels like you gave up.
I didn't give up.
No. You dropped Neighbors.
Yeah, I did.
Are you a Oh, dude, yeah, that's.
I'm not selling. I'm keeping everybody
that
I have.
Sell.
I'm keeping
them. Go
I'm keeping everybody.
You don't want to give me David Montgomery?
Mm-mm, that's collusion.
That is collusion. I agree.
We'll talk about it.
The commissioner
I'll,
like
I'll
sitting
put,
like
put
right
an
there.
End to that. Yep.
All right, 215. We'll talk about it off the air. 215-592-9494. Nick Sirianni, are the Eagles winning in spite of their head coach? And your reaction to D-Gun's take that they should just take all the game day responsibilities, decision-making off his plate? Would you do it?
They're just looking crazy.
It might be for the best. All right. Also, bad combos for our prize. Two things that don't go together get you in our grand prize drawing. 215-592-9494. Coming up, all your phone calls on this. We'll let you hear in the 12 o'clock hour what Jason Kelsey said this morning on the morning show about the tush push. What happened there on Sunday? And we have to get to the latest of the Juan Soto sweepstakes because I'm not loving the vibe I'm seeing in here
not
right
loving
now.
It.
Not loving the vibe. All right, 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield pork for game day eats. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon, ground pork, and sausage, Hatfield has all the game day winners. Whip up a cheesy chorizo dip or bacon-wrapped tater tots and bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork. Visit simplyhatfield.com for the best game day recipes. And to find a store near you, find your flavor with Hatfield.
Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, cornhole set, giant Jenga, and a Gerhardt smoker and 55-inch TV. Qualifying winners, which you will be today with the best answer. Get Jack Daniel's rocks glasses, a water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, wood smoking chips, and a tote bag, all courtesy of Jack Daniel's and Gerhardt's appliance. All right, back to the phones here in a second. But Hugh, my antenna's up a little bit on something. I wanted to run this by you. Something happened yesterday, just a little off the beaten path. Just not typical, I would say, of the Philadelphia Eagles, and not typical of Jalen Hurts. So yesterday, we see this a lot during the week, the Eagles will give a rest day to some of their veterans, right? BG gets rest days, Lane gets rest days. Wouldn't even be surprised to see Saquon get a bunch of these as a running back, right? And Sirianni's been doing this for years, and I think his players like this, because especially the older ones, right? Just get off your feet for a day. I can't ever recall, this before yesterday, the quarterback getting a rest day. And again, we're not talking about a 34-year-old quarterback. Jalen Hurts is 26 years old. He got a rest day yesterday and did not practice. What do you make of this?
Interesting. I like the music. I thought my phone was going off. I think it's interesting. I don't recall ever Donovan having any days like this. Not saying that it didn't happen. I just don't recall them. 25-year-old quarterback. Then I started to look through it a little bit. It's Wednesday. I don't know how big their installs are on Wednesday. But if it would, put it like this, Joe, because I don't want a long talk. We've had a few long talkers today. If it would happen today, if he had a rest day today, I would be concerned about that, because I think today, if it holds true like it used to be, this is the bigger install day. This is the bigger install day where you install like most bulk of your offense. So I would have a problem with that. So maybe yesterday was one of those days where they really didn't do a whole lot, and that's why they gave him the day off. Just rest his arm a little bit.
So last Wednesday, Lamar Jackson was given a rest day. And on Thursday, they put him on the injury report with back and knee. And then he played, and he played well. Look, I'm not trying to say I think Jalen Hurts is hurt, but it just feels weird to me. A rest day in November before a Cowboy game for the quarterback who we don't have any information that is banged up. My antenna's up on this. I hope Jalen Hurts is fully healthy. But I will point out, it's something that's flown totally under the radar here, because we keep talking about the touches for Saquon Barkley. Hugh, you know Jalen Hurts is now on pace for the most rushes he's ever had in a season? Not only are the Eagles running the ball a lot the last few weeks, that Saquon Barkley's running the ball a lot the last few weeks. You know who else is?
Jalen.
Jalen's on pace for 182 rushes. He's never had that many in a season. It feels like it's almost flown under the radar how often Jalen's running the football.
You know what's funny about that as well? It doesn't feel like he's ran the ball that much. I guess that's because we've been so enamored with the electrifying runs that Saquon has had. And Jalen's runs are kind of paling in comparison. But yeah, that's a lot. But I will say this to that, Joe. He's taking shots with some of those hits, but I don't recall them being like, nah, there was one on the goal line he had a few weeks ago that was pretty bad, but he hasn't taken too many bad shots.
So since the bye, you're right, it doesn't feel like it, but he's run the ball 44 times over the last four games. 14, 7, 10, 13. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games this year with double-digit rushes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Kyle?
Much ado about nothing. This is where we need Howard to hear.
Okay.
To tell us how many of those are tush pushes, how many of those are kneel downs. These aren't, because when have we ever, the reason that number is surprising to you is because we never come out of a game saying, wow, Jalen Hurts ran the ball a lot. Because he doesn't.
But he is.
Well, he isn't. No, he just has a high number of touches.
Well, comparatively to the rest of his career, he is.
No, but we don't know if he's... No. He has more touches compared to the rest of the year. That doesn't mean he's running the ball more than he is the rest of his career. That's not true.
Well, we have to go back and look.
Right,
and
but
see what
I would wager to say, because of what I recall from all these games, Jalen's not running rampant out there. He's not taking off all the time. They have like a couple design quarterback draws a game.
He's not being all willy-nilly with it.
Yeah, I don't think this is a thing. Like, when have we ever, we've been through 8 games now, have you ever come out of it being like, wow, Jalen Hurts ran the ball a lot?
It don't feel like, to your point, it doesn't feel like that's the case.
I mean, like, we can...
Well, maybe we're missing the point.
Well, I don't think we are. I think our eyes are telling us more than what the numbers are in this case, because how many games have we come out being like, wow, they ran the tush push a lot?
Well, a lot. Let me also throw this in there. If they're running 50 times or 40 times a team, his 10 don't look like a lot.
Well, no.
You know what I mean? If they're only running 20 and he gets 15 of them, then we're like, he's the runner. Mm-hmm. I think because they're running so much, it's almost getting lost in the shuffle that the I don't know, 20% or 15% are him.
I don't necessarily agree. So how many attempts did he have against the Jags?
13.
Okay, and how many times did they do the tush push?
Well, certainly a couple.
Right, and then they also have kneel downs, which are going to count.
I see what you're saying. You're saying they're not, that might be the number of touches, they're not significant because he's
correct.
Not actually
because
running.
He's not putting himself out
perhaps,
there in harm's way.
Perhaps, but the rest day is certainly a weird thing. I mean, it's only he's been here 5 years. I can't ever recall him having a rest day.
Yeah, that's a little bit weird. I don't think that has anything to do with the touches or him being like worn down or something. It could. Now, this is a theory.
Uh oh, you putting the music back on?
Yeah, I guess I'll have to
make sure we have that. Yeah, if we're doing conspiracy theories.
We do that all the time.
They have a short week next week. A little bit of travel.
So they're getting ahead of it?
Yeah, like Woody Norm, like do the Eagles.
Where are they traveling to?
They're going to Dallas.
Oh, you're talking about, okay, I thought you meant the short week.
And then a short week, they have to travel back here.
I got you, my bad.
But here's my thing. So they usually have one day during a week where they would do like a walkthrough where nobody's really seeing action or practicing.
Sure.
Maybe they're eliminating that day next week. So they're getting out ahead of.
Maybe.
You know,
I get
conspiracy.
It. Again, you want to do this for linemen, 300-pounders, defensive tackles. This is a quarterback.
Not the quarterback.
He doesn't get touched in practice anyway. They didn't let him throw the ball yesterday.
He touched the ball every day. He supposed to touch the ball every day. He ain't touching it yesterday, though. He didn't touch no balls yesterday.
Maybe. Hugh.
What?
Maybe he's a little sick.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear him in his presser?
You mentioned it to me that he sounded sick again. This is what? This is the second or third time this
season? He has the immune system of a squirrel.
Well, we got to fix that. I don't know, get some probiotics or something, vitamin C in there.
I didn't know squirrels had bad immune systems.
Well, I figure they're tiny. The squirrel got sick. Would you think of a squirrel as like, yeah, they're gonna be all right.
How long do squirrels live?
I don't think very long.
I don't know.
If you had a ballpark, before we go back to the phone, squirrels, 20 years?
10 years.
10.
Maybe 10.
All right, we'll look at that.
I'll do some research.
Yeah, okay. 215-592-9494. All right, you can react to the Jalen Hurts thing as well, because my antenna's up. Obviously he's okay. He's not, like, in a sling. A quarterback getting a rest day at 26 years old on a Wednesday.
You just kind of got your antenna up.
Well, why?
What you doing? What's wrong with you, 26-year-old tired?
And then when they asked him yesterday, he said, just doing what they told me to do, as if they're trying to get ahead of something.
Yeah, maybe. But back to the important stuff. Squirrels, adult squirrels in the wild, 5 to 10 years.
Damn, that's not a long time.
In captivity, 10 to 20.
You know, speaking
of small.
All right,
so we were both kind of right. I said 20, you said 10.
Speaking of small animals, y'all see that story in South Carolina where they like 40 monkeys got loose? Like 40 of them.
When you told me this at the break, I said it's like Jumanji. Yeah. In someone's kitchen.
40 monkeys loose and they telling everybody to lock your doors and close your windows.
Would you be worried if that happened?
Yeah.
Just monkeys.
Yeah. Dude, no. What did they do to those monkeys?
I don't know. What is a monkey going to do to me?
These
dude,
are monkeys.
Monkeys are dangerous.
But not only
do
that.
Do not mess with a monkey.
You got
I'm
monkeys
not
loose.
Mess with
well,
the monkey.
You got monkeys loose in South Carolina that came from a lab. I don't know what y'all been putting in the monkeys.
I'm not too worried about this. Here.
Are you serious? What if one of the little monkeys bite you and you get what the monkey have and then the first thing you know, we got zombie outbreak.
Wait till they're in your neighborhood,
Carolina.
Joe. It's all a big joke till it happens to you, buddy.
You know, I get accused of having anxiety because I'm worried the Eagles season will end with the head coach making a bad decision. Now you guys are trying to get me worried about monkeys.
Well, they're
in South
on the
Carolina.
Loose, Joe.
40 of them, though.
So is Sirianni. Let's go to Warren in Gwinnett Valley. What's up, Warren?
Winning games.
Hey, good morning, Joe Giglio. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Hey, Warren.
What's going on, man?
You guys are talking monkeys and squirrels. You guys are a little nuts.
That's good. Hey, play
Warren,
on words.
You got
that.
That got us with that one. All right, Warren, what do you got for us today?
I wanted to get on that Kellen Moore, Nick Sirianni discussion. I would love to see that was Derek Gunn's take. I think you guys were talking about earlier.
Yes.
I really would like to see what Kellen Moore can do all by himself without Nick Sirianni messing with his fingers in the pie. I really would like to see that.
Well, Warren, you might get a chance next season. I mean, if the Eagles don't finish as strong as the ownership and front office wants, it wouldn't shock me if the head coach next year is Kellen Moore. That could happen.
Well, you know what else could happen is if Nick does cost us a game and if Jeffrey Lurie says, you know, hey, Nick, you know, you've been causing some problems, let's see what Kellen can do and make the call himself like Derek is saying. I mean, I'm sure it's floating out there, and Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman are, I'm sure, you know, quite aware of what's going on, and this is a win-now team, I think. They got to push all the right buttons, and they can't be screwing up and giving away 9 points.
Well, of course not. I mean, you give up 9 points against a good team, you're probably going to lose that game. Yeah, Warren, I kind of like Warren's theory on this, or idea. Like, maybe not a full thing, but like a little timeout for Sirianni. Like, let's just take a half off, let Kellen do that half. What do you think about that? A little timeout for Nick.
A timeout for the head coach.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that at all.
Gets load management. Why can't Nick Sirianni have a little load management?
You know what? That's not a bad thing.
It's unprecedented, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Why not? He'll rest on Sunday
because
in the first half.
I feel like if I'm Nick Sirianni, the way that this season has gone thus far, I mean, it's good, but speculation that we have about what I'm doing, what I'm not doing, I'm not comfortable taking any time off.
Oh, no, you don't get a choice in this.
That's what I'm saying.
You're in timeout.
Well, if you're going to give me time off, then fire me then and give me all of my money.
PTO.
And give me all of my money. No. Give me every dime.
I also have a point that, you know, we're kind of at this halfway point when last year the Eagles were 10-1 and the wheels fell off.
The
so I'm saying to myself, use your own Hugh analogy if you want. That dog don't hunt. But if the second half of the season doesn't look like, you know, the 6-2 we started with, you know, that's a problem if we start getting cold like the Phillies did. You know, coasting at a 500 record, that's not going to cut it.
Well, of course not. No.
I don't think they're going to do that, though. That's my hope. I don't think they're going to cool off.
Well, the schedule is tough for November. Now, the Cowboys game looks way easier than it would have a week ago, right? Dak's out of the game. It's Cooper Rush. But, Hugh, after this, we have Commanders at the Rams, at the Ravens. I mean.
Yeah, but you got a couple defenses out there that are tomato can defenses, though. You got some defenses you can't exploit.
Yeah, those offenses we're playing, not this week, but, you know, moving forward are pretty tough. All right, Warren, what do you got for us here? Bad combo.
All right, bad combo. This is a lighthearted bad combo, but I'm thinking when Spike Eskin is on the phone with OG Wade, there's fireworks.
That is. Now, Ian, you can make the case it's a bad combo because those guys don't get along or they're
that's
not
like
seeing
the
eye to eye. Yeah, but it's
enjoyable to listen to.
Good radio.
Yeah.
So I get where Warren's going, but I actually kind of like it. I've enjoyed recently Spike trying to calm himself down with the Sixers stuff and people just like coming at him as
that's
the Sixers. It's been good.
Well, it's been tough for him because the 1-6. And,
yeah, they might stink.
Yeah. Joel Embiid's numbers this year.
It's a mess.
Technical?
Yeah, Spike does seem like he's in battle.
With the Sixers
most
stuff?
Of the time, well, like most of the calls.
Well, like, if you do a roundup, 0 minutes played, two investigations.
That's right.
One suspension. One, assault.
And the team has one victory.
Correct.
Have we heard from Marseille since the assault? Since said assault?
I don't think we have.
Is he
not
bruised?
Specifically.
No, he's written a few columns, but not, I don't think
Sixers. He hasn't came out and told his side of the story?
I don't think so.
Nobody's giving him a platform?
He has, literally, multiple
well,
platforms.
Well, he might be saving that for the NBA investigation.
Okay.
I'm just saying, because, most of the times, when you get attacked, the accuser, kind of tells their side of the story.
I mean, I think that column's going to hit whenever it comes
like
out.
It's like a T.O. gets to speak without speaking to you about what happened.
Yeah, he doesn't talk to me about
it,
but
a different
version
of events.
I'm just saying, Marcus, if you listen, if you want to reach out and tell us your side of the story.
Sure he will if we ask. All right, let's talk to Lance, who's up next. What's up, Lance?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Lance.
Man, long time no talk to.
It's been a while. What's up, buddy?
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah. Life is life in a little bit. But, I'm still here. Wanted to reach out to you guys. I heard this prize you got going on.
Oh, so now you want some prize.
Oh, we're giving something away.
I'm not mad at you, Lance, because if I didn't work here and I wasn't in fear of getting in trouble, I would have my friends call in and try to get some of these prizes.
Oh, Lance, actually, the other day, Hugh asked me, could he take off this week?
That's illegal.
Yeah,
I can't do it.
Well, he even asked me,
could
he take off this week and call in and try to get the prize? Yeah. I said, Hugh, you can't do that.
To your point, the last time we heard from Lance was when there was a spot available in our fantasy football league, which he won.
Oh, so I get it, Lance. It's all right.
God, I'm not being like that, Kyle.
Go ahead, Lance. What do you think?
Real quick. Let's see. Where do I start at with you guys? First off, I want to say I'm on board with Sirianni playing the background, and this is why. I feel like we are winning more because he's doing what he's doing. You got to think about this, guys. And Hugh, you should be able to vouch for this. There's so many things going on between what the defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator has to focus on, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Nick Sirianni first got there, what happens with every coach? In the first 2 years, they go from being young to being old with gray hair, looking like they just got done leaving the bus with Snoop Dogg, right? Because he's so worn out by all the stress and everything going on.
Yeah, he looked worn.
He did. Look crazy. But if you look at him now, he looks a little more relaxed. Everything's starting to flow. Everything's starting to go the way it's supposed to go because he's handling the things that the offensive and defensive coordinator don't have to worry about. You know what I mean? He's popping into these different meetings. He's doing what he's supposed to do, but those other things, maybe I don't have no idea, right? Because I'm not there, but I know he knows. There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that I'm pretty sure he's now putting fires out. He's handling the things that takes the pressure off of the defensive and offensive coordinator so that now they can focus on the game plan more. They can focus on what we need to do out there on that field. And he probably put his two cents in of whether or not we should go this route or that route at certain times, like that tush-push or stupid force and go for it. And by the way, him taking that two-point conversion, I literally told my wife, by the way, shout out to my wife, it's our two-year anniversary today.
Happy 2 years.
Happy anniversary, Lance.
Thank you, guys. I told her, I said, why are we doing this? I don't like this. I said, Doug Peterson won us the Super Bowl. Show the man a little respect. You know what I mean? Like, you're kicking his butt. Show him a little respect. You know what I mean? You don't have to do that to him. And then it still showed that you gave up, our defensive gave in at the end of the game. You know what I mean? That 2 points didn't even matter. So you try to, you know what I mean? Like, kick him in the dirt, and it still didn't even matter because then came back and won.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't like that. I don't like that.
So. Well, yeah, I mean, and it didn't work. I mean, like, if you're going to do it and you're going to try, you better put the points on the board. And then it became a close game, which drove us all crazy. All right, Lance, what are you thinking here? You called in for the prize, so I'm imagining thinking, you got a good one. Bad combo. What do you got?
I'm thinking, first of all, that I need to take Jalen and some of these parlays with all these runs he's getting, first of all, just off of that, too.
Oh, it's a good bet. I mean, Hugh's been betting the other way.
Yeah.
I keep losing every week. But to go off of, I don't even remember how I got into the league, but I'm going to piggyback off of that one, right? Because, I mean, this is sports radio, right?
It is.
This is Cowboys week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So going off of that, I think the worst combo is a true Phillies fan, a true Eagles fan being in the company as in, like, close circle of friends with a Cowboys fan.
Mm.
Because when you really think about it, it boils my blood, right? Like, it's like, now, mind you, I can have conversations. If I work with you, I must work with you. But if you really think about Cowboys fans, how many of them really is like, they go to game parties and they wearing a Cowboys jersey in somebody's house as an Eagles fan? Not going to happen. You know what I mean? You're not like, now you're disrespecting my home, bringing your Cowboys jersey into my home. If you're a true Eagles fan, you know what I mean? Like, because I don't want you. It boils my blood even talking about it.
One, Lance. Yeah, being in the company of true Cowboys fans, that is a bad combo. Lance, good phone call.
They are a blight on society.
Yeah, so I didn't know where he was going with the fantasy football thing. Yeah. I thought he was going to say bad combination, Hugh Douglas and fantasy football. I thought we were going there.
I thought he was going Saquon and the one-yard line.
Oh, that's another good one. Yeah, we didn't even bring up Hugh. I faced Hugh last week in our fantasy league.
Ooh. Did you win?
Did I win? The question was,
Hugh,
by how much?
You're a free
I mean,
win, buddy.
Yeah,
I'm a diamond. I'm the diamond girl of the
fantasy
football.
You're the homecoming game. Yeah, I think I beat him 140 something to 70 something.
No, I think I saw that. Yeah,
you're the free space in the middle of the bingo card.
Yeah,
I was looking at the schedule because I needed a win. Like, oh, I got Hugh this week.
That's an easy win.
See, what's gonna happen is
I've been too busy betting.
Hugh is going to end up being that team that, like, at the end of the year when somebody needs someone to lose to get into the postseason,
I'm gonna get.
And then
win.
You look at the schedule, like, oh, who they're playing? Ah, oh, they're playing Hugh.
Oh, I can't jump over them. They got an easy win over Hugh.
Oh, so it's the other way.
I mean, you're a tomato can.
I thought I was going to be the team that plays spoiler for somebody.
Well, technically,
I'll be the spoiler.
You should try to do that, right? Like, don't give up.
I didn't give up.
I'm looking at this roster.
You're going to be viewed as a tomato can.
Feels like you gave up.
I didn't give up.
You dropped neighbors.
Yeah, I did.
Are you a sell? Oh, dude, yeah, that's.
I'm not selling. I'm keeping everybody that I have. I'm keeping them.
Go
for it. I'm keeping everybody.
You don't want to give me David Montgomery?
Mm-mm, that's collusion.
That is collusion. I agree.
We'll talk about
the commissioner
right
there.
That. Yep.
All right, 215. We'll talk about it off the air. 215-592-9494. Nick Sirianni, are the Eagles winning in spite of their head coach? And your reaction to D-Gun's take that they should just take all the game day responsibilities, decision-making off his plate? Would you do it?
They're just looking crazy.
Well, it might be for the best. All right. Also, bad combos for our prize. Two things that don't go together get you in our grand prize drawing. 215-592-9494. Coming up, all your phone calls on this. We'll let you hear in the 12 o'clock hour what Jason Kelce said this morning on the morning show about the tush push. What happened there on Sunday? And we have to get to the latest of the Juan Soto sweepstakes because I'm not loving the vibe I'm seeing in here
right
now. Not loving the vibe. All right, 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield pork for game day eats. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon, ground pork, and sausage, Hatfield has all the game day winners. Whip up a cheesy chorizo dip or bacon-wrapped tater tots and bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork. Visit simplyhatfield.com for the best game day recipes. And to find a store near you, find your flavor with Hatfield.